to the headset and talk to him about the big win tonight and get a coach's perspective on tonight's game. Coach, welcome on to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show as you adjust to our crazy mic set over here.
It's all good.
Okay. Well, of course it's all good. You won 64-63, comeback fashion, back and forth game, final couple minutes. Sekman had a one-point lead, about 12.7 seconds to go on the clock. And we got Ethan Worley's thoughts on the final play. What about you? Why go to that play that you did?
Well, you know, I talked to my assistant coaches, and they were bringing up that it was senior night, and you know, go with Michael. But I just felt like Ethan could get to the basket easier, you know, and so I used Michael to set the screen for Ethan. I told Ethan to look for a lane for the basket, and then if he doesn't have a lane, then kick it to Michael. So Ethan was the first choice, and he saw an open lane, and he took it. And he was finishing well tonight. He was driving to the hole, and he's very quick. He's hard to stop. He just has to finish, and he really finished well. He might have missed a couple in the first quarter, but he's a good ball player, and he's only a sophomore.
I think I had mentioned that it was a left-hand layup, but it was actually he was fading to his left, and he went up with the right from the left side of the bucket. Mm-hmm. Is he capable of going to that offhand for those layups?
Yeah, he's got a lot of different finishes. And like I said, he's a sophomore, and you're going to see a lot of him in the next couple of years.
Did you think that, obviously, hindsight's 20/20, he gets the game-winning shot, but were you okay with the kind of shot that he took? Would you prefer the left hand or the right was okay?
You know, I'm not going to get picky at that point.
Yeah.
The main thing, you're down 1 point and team's playing man, you got to drive it to the hole because most of the time you're going to get fouled. Now, he didn't get fouled, but he was able to finish.
All right, so I asked Ethan this question. Down 13 in the first half, 32-19, everything kind of seemingly going in Sekman's direction. But then he comes alive in the second quarter. Michael Schmidt starts to contribute more. Connor Hartman had a good game in the first half. He was slowed down in the second half. But at that point, what's your state of mind when your team's down by 13?
Honestly, because I didn't think we had played that well, I certainly wanted to close the gap in the first half, but I wasn't really overly concerned. I thought that, you know, with the time and possession, once we learned to score, that we'd be all right. And there was also a time, I think I called a timeout. We were down by 5 points with about 5 minutes to go. And I told the team, I think it was 5:45, and I told the team that, look, we're in a good position here. We don't have anybody that is in foul trouble. Just keep bringing the pressure, and everything will work out. And it did. So the guys came through. These guys are young, but they're growing up quickly.
Yeah, they certainly are. And speaking of kids that have grown up with you, leading this program for 7 years now, Jacoby Hatchell and Michael Schmidt. Talk about Michael Schmidt. He's still stuck between either Southern Illinois at Edwardsville or Missouri S&T, but he wants to go into computer technology or computer engineering. But talk about what Michael Schmidt has meant to this program.
Well, number one, great leadership by example. He's not really a natural-born leader, but he was put in that role, and he talks some, but he does it by example. Look, when you are a lone senior, I mean, we got Jacoby, but he hadn't been around all the time. But it's just a lot of what he does on and off the floor that really helps us.
And Jacoby Hatchell, a senior that got the recognition tonight as part of senior night. Do you think that gave the guys a little more motivation in this game when they were down by 13? Instead of turning the Jets off, they're like, you know what, we've got a great crowd on hand at senior night. We want to get this one for Schmidt. You think that kind of helped lead the charge back?
Yeah, I really think the guys on the team were with the same mindset that I was, that they weren't in a position where they didn't think we could win the game. We know most of these guys because they live close and they play against them at the rec in different places, but as far as Jacoby, yeah, he that's what he does. He's an inspiration to our team, and the boys love him, and I love him.
All right, Coach. Well, congrats on the win. 64-63, Windsor wins it over Seckman on senior night. Again, 64-63, your final score. Coach, you get one more regular season game. It's at John Burroughs. You got a week to prepare for that. What are you looking forward to in practices leading up to that game?
Well, we're going to probably work on more of the same. You know, it's really more about executing what we want to do on offense and defense than worrying about them. I do know a lot about Burroughs because we're in the same tournament with them. I got to see him play two or three times, and we played him last year. So we know what to expect. They're a good ball team. They got a good coach, and it'll be a tough game, but we're going to try to be able to meet the challenge.
Coach Dutton, it got kind of warm in here, didn't it?
It did get warm in here. I had to take my coat off, and I got the shooting shirt on.
I know. I was going to say, I was saying on the air, I was like, I might take my sweater off, but I just didn't have any time. The game was so fast moving. But yeah, I got a little warm in here, and then your guys got hot in that second half and came back and won. So congrats on that.
It was a great game, a lot of fun, a good way to send off Michael Schmidt and Jacoby on their senior night. And we really appreciate you coming here and doing the game and giving our kids some recognition.
Would not want to